I ask loan officers often, if you had a meeting tomorrow and you're going to meet with a mega producer doing $35 to $50 million a year tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, in the afternoon you're going to meet with a mid-level producer, somebody doing $7 to $10 million, and yet later in the day, a moderate producer making about $35,000. What's your presentation? Is it, I'm great, follow up, you always know what's going on, you can count on me, as if we've never heard it before? It's kind of like, and then expecting, can I start having leads? A little bit like a guy, so to speak, at a bar making a presentation to a woman and saying, hey, I'm really good at certain things, and I'd like to see if I can satisfy those things this evening, and hey, give me a shot. Let's not build a relationship. Let's not take our time. I'm really great, I promise you. The objective here is slowly but surely and patiently build that relationship and not give up on the realtor. The chase is over so fast for loan officers because they often say, I didn't get any business from them. And it's kind of like saying to your fireplace, you don't give me wood, so I won't put any, you won't give me heat, so I won't put any wood in. I'll just sit here and wait for you to produce more heat. In other words, I'll go on to a different fireplace until I find one that produces for me. It's a relationship, and my encouragement for LOs is to follow a program. Slowly but surely, the pipeline will begin, and then you can stop your chasing. The objective in building a dream team of realtors is taking your time. You don't plant a seed in the backyard and then give up on it after one presentation. It takes watering, nurturing, sunlight, weeding around it, and you take your time and you will bear fruit. When a loan officer says, oh, I didn't get anybody this week, I'm going to go see two new realtors. I think that after coaching so many LOs is to say, what a, if you will, horrible idea to keep meeting hit and run, hit and run, hit and run, and not taking time to say, what can I do on the second date or the second meeting, the third meeting, the fourth meeting, not sitting there thinking, I wonder what the agent wants to know, to learn. Hey, I already said I'm great at loans. How come they won't give me business? Because it's a relationship that you're trying to take away from somebody else that already has a relationship with that realtor. And to simply think, well, I met with them, I sent them a thank you note. What's important to the realtor? That's what we help the loan officer with. How to build the relationship, how to be patient, how to realize this is actually a game of takeaway. That realtor already has somewhat a relationship. The question is it fragile? Can you become the one, the dance partner with that realtor? Focus on what the realtor wants, not what you have to offer. Did the agent come to you and say, my gosh, I need a lender that can do jumbo loans for, you know, whatever the loans are, and that's what I'm needing? Did they come to you and say that's what they needed, or did you go to them and say, this is what I'm offering? As you get through our program, you'll find out about the lead generation, which is prospecting, marketing, and networking, the challenges realtors face in those arena, in the very competitive area. And then lead conversion, which is the moment of, can I have the listing, or can we get the house under contract, make an offer? A lot of challenges happen right at the moment of conversion. Lastly, there are 10 cycles to a real estate transaction, which a lot of realtors and even loan officers say, how are there 10 cycles? What are they? But there are. Each of those cycles has to be mastered. The higher the production level of the realtor, the more mastery they have in each of these areas. Is it time in your career to start mastering the needs of the realtor and the challenges that they go through? Or are you going to say, just give me a shot. Let's get equipped and have a wonderful relationship with your dream team.